This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I'm on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen, and today's guest is, you know, epic. You guys know him. You love him. And it's also a really big day because it is our 300th episode. So what better way to celebrate than with Jared Fried? Welcome back, Jared.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here for the 300th episode. I just want to congratulate you. This is a milestone.
Thank you.
You've built a wonderful community. You've built a very amazing space to live and learn and
live,
complain,
laugh, love.
And live, laugh, love. And you and Sammy should be proud because I'm a listener, and I'm a listener of the show as well as now I feel honored to be a regular, which is it is a cool thing for me because I go to shows and people are like, I love you on Diet Starts Tomorrow, and it means
so
the
funny.
World to me.
You're a DST. You're part of the DST fam for sure. Well, thank you.
How do you feel with three? I want to give me an opportunity to interview the host.
Okay.
What, 300 episodes. What does it mean to you? What feelings does it bring out? Have you learned anything?
You know, I've learned absolutely nothing. No, I definitely feel like a changed person since episode one. But I've realized that, you know, all good changes happen very, very slowly. And that is my biggest takeaway.
That is kind of like what I wanted to talk to you about today. Like, I
oh, really?
Yeah, because like, this is who we are. You know, I think there has to be some, we have to go easier on ourselves. I'm always trying. It feels like I'm Icarus pushing the boulder up the mountain sometimes when it comes to my health and body and weight and my relationship with all those things. And there's good days and bad days, and I know what I need to do, but I can't do those things sometimes because I'm just powerless against them sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
I think like last night, I went out to dinner with friends. Like, I can do dinner with friends, but I can't do dinner with friends. Do you know what I mean?
Why can't you?
I can do it, but I'm like, I'm at dinner. It's one of my best friends, his wife. We're all very close. And then he works in high-end wine. So we, you know, when we go out, you can go to like nice places. Like, you know, when we go out, it's always like a place you would go on an anniversary or a special occasion.
Oh, I love
so
this friend.
It's a good friend to have. It's a good friend to have. Plus, they know how to order wine. They're a sommelier. Like, you know, it is, right?
Take
this is a friend
you.
you'd want to keep in your bureau for a rainy day. So I'm, and they brought someone else from work. So now it's me with close friends, but also someone I have to like be, they were very nice, don't get me wrong, but you can't just totally jump in and be
yourself.
You know, like
yeah.
You have to be a version of you and then slowly erode
right.
the plastic that
yes.
you wear every day
you
to
have
become
to feel if they like get you and then you could be yourself.
Totally. And I trust my friends to bring someone in that they trust I trust them to arrange a combination of people.
Okay.
Right? Like I don't think I'm going to get there and hate this person. I do like this person, but when you deal with food stuff and you're at a dinner, it is like stressful. And I'm like, there are people that can go to dinner and they go home and they put their head on the pillow and good night, Neverland, good night, New York. And they can do that. And they wake up with normal, you know,
thoughts
and food relationships. And they like, Aileen, what's the first thought that goes through your head when someone's like, hey, we're going to do dinner at 6:30. Like I was like 6:30. That's like 20 more hours to eat that night.
Really, I think like, oh wow, early so I can have time to digest.
it's still both things
that have nothing to do with like the enjoyment of that food. It's like, I have to wait or ooh, time to digest.
I have this fear because like we got to this dinner. I ate like a king. We got all the appetizers, we got the entree. And at the end, and I'll give the name of the place. It was called King. It's on King Street. It's very hip and cool and nice. I would call it like a date night, but all, like a special occasion type of place. I wouldn't go there. You got to go. I mean, it's good. It was good.
You shouldn't go.
Don't go. It's too expensive. But here's what they had. Okay. Here's the point where I was like, I think Aileen's going to connect with me. They bring out, instead of a bread basket, they bring out like a specialty cracker.
Yeah.
Okay.
With special butter.
It's drenched in oil and like spices. And it's got like, it is like my mom growing up used to make, she thought it was healthy. She used to make, she would take pita and spray, I can't believe it's not butter, spray. Yeah. And then put like,
salt and like put in the oven.
Salt and pepper and then put in the oven. And she used to make that all the time. And we used to eat it like crazy because it was healthy. Like we convinced ourselves that it was the same as going to the gym. This cracker was the high-end version of that. And it was like a big production. It wasn't just a cracker flat on a it was curled up it was like a statue, a cracker like a statue.
Right.
It was like a plant. And now I see that and I can't be like, oh, that looks delicious. I see that and I'm like, how am I going to get as much of that in me as possible without looking like a fucking pig to these other people?
How can I acquire that bread?
the crackers stressed me out. Do you get stressed? Like I was legit a bead of sweat down my, because it's not like I can go, if it was just my friends, I would have turned to the waiter and been like, bring three more of these.
Yeah. Keep them coming. Like,
keep them coming. Keep the crackers coming. And it was wood fired and it was delicious.
Oh,
and
yum.
And now we have to play this game of like cracking the cracker into shards. And am I taking too many shards? Is that person getting enough shards? All I'm thinking about is who's getting this cracker.
Divvying up the shards of bread. Yeah, I know.
Right.
I'm with you. But there's, especially when it's like a special place. The thing that kills me though the most is the special butter that usually comes with these like very thin crackers. Because clearly I'm going to use the butter as if it was a like hummus. Like I'm going to dip it to the bottom and pick up as much as I can. Even though really you're not supposed to do that with butter. I don't know if I get like anxious around those baskets anymore.
No, I mean, you're in a do you want some cracker with your butter situation.
I'm going to eat them, though. I'm not going to be like, oh, sorry, I can't have that. Or I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to be bad because I hate that. It's like either eat the crackers and enjoy
them. I know.
You know what I mean?
But I don't want to be the person taking the whole cracker. Like, I literally, this cracker was not big enough. To me, this cracker was a one-person cracker. And it was being divvied amongst four people. And then we're going to have this big meal. But it's like, it's legit all I can think about.
Right.
I'm sitting at that table being like, did I take too much? Did I take enough? Who's going to take the last piece? Who's it? You know, like, it's like.
Instead of like an angel and devil, you just have the cracker dancing on your shoulder. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, is anyone else at this table thinking about the cracker the way I'm thinking about it? Like, am I going to die of a heart attack stress induced because of a cracker that was laid out on a table, you know, in front of four people?
If we ever go to dinner, I feel like the bread basket will come and you and I will look at each other and we'll be like, who's first?
But I do, it's a moment like that where I'm like, Jared, you ain't a normie. with this stuff. This is something that has a power over you. You are emotionally moved. So, you know, when you like, we broke the cracker into 7,000 different pieces. And it got a legit puzzle. It was like one of those adult puzzles. And it got to the point where like I was literally taking like the miniest of like I should have just turned to the waiter and been like, can you bring another fucking cracker? Because it was really just one. It's one cracker structure. It was huge. It was big, but it was thin. And it came with no butter. It was just drenched in this oil. Right. And like there was a good part that was in the oil and there was a bad part that wasn't in the oil. And I wanted, and then we got like sopressata. So like then we got like some meats. So I wanted to like take the meats and put it on the cracker. Like I wanted the cracker to be a sidecar for the whole meal. Like, and a part of me blames the restaurant. The restaurant should know, like if a good waiter would be like, let me keep the crackers coming. You know, definitely. Like they should be on that. And because then like, I don't want to be the guy that's like, yeah, let's get the cracker. Cause we ordered, it's a small menu, but we got everything but one thing on the menu. Mm-hmm. So we're like, and then someone has to make the comment, like, I can't believe we got everything but one thing on the menu. And I'm like, yeah, it's not gonna be that much food. Like in my mind, like I'm like, I'm not that big a deal. Yeah. And then we get done with the meal and like I was satisfied. I have to say, I was satisfied and I felt good. So then I went and here's the other thing that I've become. I think like the importance of this podcast, as I not shut the fuck up all episode, I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Is to let people know that it's okay that this is hard for you. I think that's like I think that's a thing for most podcasts is hearing other people speak candidly about things that are hard for themselves. And when I heard 6:30 and then I had shows last night at the Comedy Cellar it was like my spot times were 9:50 and 11:45. So I understand that someone listening right now is like 11:45. We're taping this on a Tuesday, like 11:45 on a Tuesday. I was out.
Yeah. Wow.
And that is not like. And for me as an eater, as a nighttime eater, as someone who like, I need structure so fucking badly to be any good at this. The minute structure goes out the window is the minute it's over for me. And I know that about myself. And then when I see a structureless night, like last night where I went from Betch's offices, we taped a bunch of UA podcasts. I go straight to this dinner at 6:30. I had a bar because, you know, Alex Turoff, who has been an amazing help for me, who everyone should follow. She's so fantastic. And she's Alix with an I, A-L-I-X underscore Turoff. Go follow her because she has like real world talk about this. Like, I think that's like, some people, they're like, you got to do this. And she's just like, here are things that can help. And for me, structure is such a huge key. So like in the morning, I have this egg white breakfast. And then when I'm hungry and I'm trying to come back to terms, like what does hungry mean to me? Mm-hmm. I'll have the bar because the bar is a hold me over to whenever this dinner will happen. And then I try my best at dinner.
Yeah.
Right. Because I can't be ravenous. I can't be so. And what the beauty of a bar to me is there's a beginning, middle and end. I finish the bar. And when the bar's done, you say, Jared, it's over. You did it. Stop thinking about this. Go move on. Right. It's been done. So the structure. So now we're at a 6:30 dinner, which means 7 o'clock. I ate the bar at 4:30. I'm staring at these crackers.
Wait, you didn't eat lunch?
No. Egg, bar.
Do you wake up? You dinner. Wake up late though, probably because you go to sleep late.
9 a.m. I wake up. Yeah, I'm not waking up at 5. I don't need it. I'm not hungry like in that way. To me, if I have lunch, again, this is back to the structure. I'd be like appetizers and drinks and food. Like I need And listen, if it's a long day, I add in another bar. Throw a bar at me.
Right.
Like bars I'm like Shamu.
Easy. It's a tool. It's a tool.
It's a tool. And not every meal has to be the meal. And that's something I've also come to grips with. Not every meal has to be the special meal. Yeah. Just get through it to get to the meals that you want to enjoy. Like I had a great time at dinner last night. I felt satiated. I felt good. I had pork chops. I've never gotten fucking pork chops in my life.
Yeah.
So, and then I leave the dinner and we all go get drinks after the dinner before my shows. And then it's nine. And then I go to my show at 9:50. I go on stage. I murder. No, I'm kidding. It was fine.
Were you good?
No, it was okay. but I, and I talk about this stuff on stage when I go on stage. I talk about food and stuff, and people like that. So, and then I'm now the next show is 11:50, and someone's like, "Do you want a drink?" And I got nothing but time, so I'm like, "Fuck, I guess I'll have a drink." So I start sipping on a drink, and that's like holding me over. I go on stage, I have another set, it goes okay, and then I get done, and I'm like, adrenaline high.
Yeah.
It's 12:30 at night. Someone goes, "Do you want to? You want to do a shot?" I go, "Yeah, I'll do a shot. I've had a drink. I've had some wine. I've had some.
Right.
You know, we had champagne at dinner. Like, you got to go out with a sommelier once in your life because they get champagne and wine. It's crazy. Ugh,
that's so fancy. I love it.
It's such a fancy night and decanters and shit. It's great.
Ugh, luxury lounge conversation.
I know. Bring it to the lounge. So we.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
So then, now it's 1 o'clock. I'm on my second drink, plus the shot, plus the wine, plus the champagne. And it's 1 o'clock, and that's when the, you know, just like you said, you know, the cracker demon is on my shoulder. and I'm going, "Jared, you had the dinner. You had the dinner. You're done." And I'm like, this is what separates the body issues from the non-body issues.
Mm-hmm.
The non-body issues, they, you know, lay their kepi on the pillow. Oh, good night. Good night, sweet moon. Yeah. Not me. This is what separates me, and this is where my problem comes in, because then I open up. So then I'm sitting with other people now, but I'm doing my secret little order on the Seamless. And no, on Postmates.
To your house.
So I open up to my house. So okay. My whole thing is now I'm trying to time this drink with a Postmates literally meeting me like we're doing the 500-meter, you know, passing the baton in the Olympics during a running race. Like, that's how I'm trying to work this shit out. So I order on Postmates, and I'm watching the bike, and this is reminiscent to another story I've told here, but I'm watching the bike, and the bike isn't moving. So I'm getting nervous. I'm like, fuck, I want this to meet me here. It's now 1 o'clock, now 1:15. I now open up Seamless. So,
Wait, what did you order from Postmates?
I was drunk at this point. Like, this is, I'm don't, out don't of control.
Don't be ashamed. Don't add qualifiers. What did you order?
Okay, let's read my
order.
This
is a no judgment zone here. I mean, sure, I'll judge you, but out of love.
Yeah, this story is getting better than I, thank you for this question, because this is a good part to add to the story. Okay. Let's take you into the mind of a murderer, right? So let's go to, how do you go to your orders? Okay. Sunrise breakfast sandwiches. Okay.
Just spit out my water. Sunrise, you really are getting in the mood of the middle of the night.
Right? This order is insanity. Are you ready? This is the order where the bike is now stalling. I'm watching that cartoon bike. I'm watching the cartoon bike. I mean, it might have been too heavy. Your order: smoked turkey, egg, avocado sandwich. 1. Fries. 1. turkey sausage egg cheddar sandwich. One. Oh, another turkey sandwich. Bacon egg and cheddar sandwich. One. So I ordered three breakfast sandwiches and fries. When does it end?
Why three?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you? Why are you asking questions I can't answer?
But in your head, like, can you travel to the brain of Jared in that moment and be like, what were you thinking? Were you like, oh, I might not like this first one. I might, or I'm so hungry and I'm going to need all three.
It's not I won't like this first one. It's I will be depressed when this first one is finished.
Yeah, right. I get you.
Like, so I can't be depressed. I can never be unhappy. I need to get two more to make sure that I need to order enough that I don't have, I only eat one bite of the third and I go, Jared, it's enough. And I feel good because I didn't eat the third.
Right. The third course. You
know, the third course. The fourth, really, if you count the fries. But let's not count the fries. So this order, so then when I saw that this order was like doing badly, like wasn't moving, I opened Seamless. And thank God I did. I don't know. Well, now let's go to my Seamless order.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my Seamless order at...
This is your backup order.
Backup order at 2:10 a.m. I got so nervous that the other one wasn't going to show.
It's a life or death situation.
From that foe on 39-7. This is in Prince Street in Queens. I ordered from a place in Flushing. Okay. I live in the West Village. What am I doing? Okay. At 2:10 in the morning, I got chicken dumplings, a 6-piece, and chicken chow mein.
And pho? Did you get any pho?
No.
Okay.
Come on. I'm not an animal. I had the breakfast sandwiches coming at that point.
Oh, this was in addition, just in case the other ones
just in case doesn't show.
You went for different cuisines as well, which I like the variety.
Yes. So then I go and I... So then I go home, and I'm staring at this phone. The order from that foe is actually moving. So I go, I got one on the move. And the order from the breakfast sandwich emporium is not moving, and I get a cancellation from them. I'm like, ooh, thank God I ordered that foe. So now I'm in bed. It is now 3 in the morning. I'm staring at my phone in bed, just in my clothing with shoes on. And it's like, Jared, go to bed. You don't need this food. You didn't need this food. It's not like you're going to like wither away. You can go. You had a huge meal with pork chops earlier and the cracker. Please, let's not forget the cracker. So now I wake up out of my stupor at 4 a.m. I look at my phone. I have 10 calls from a number. No. And I have a text. The text.
Late night text from your Postmates driver.
Is you I don't know if you can see.
Oh, it's just pictures of your bag.
It's like pictures of my bag. A sad bag next to my next to my order. And he writes, can't reach by phone. That was at 3:07 a.m. when I really fell asleep.
Right.
And I wrote back at 4:36 a.m. Thank you. And I go downstairs and I go outside and there's no bag there. I can't find the bag. And I'm like, what, Jared, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it. Go to fucking bed. You don't need food. I even came back to my apartment and I was like, in my mind, I'm like, what can I eat? Like, that's how bad this sickness gets. And I go, Jared, you're not making popcorn at 4:30 in the morning. Go to fucking bed. So I go to bed. I wake up. And you know what the saddest part about the whole thing is? I woke up this morning going, wow, Jared, how good do you feel that you didn't eat last night?
Right. After like, literally the biggest drama of your life.
Literally doing anything I could. And it's not like I had steamed chicken and vegetables for dinner. You had like a massive good meal that has like 8,000 calories, you know, otherwise. And it's like, that should have been enjoyed. That should have been enjoyed. And then you shouldn't have had this like running around in the middle of the night in the morning hours trying to find your fix. Like it's truly like a drug. And you know, I wake up this morning going, feeling good. I actually don't feel bloated. I don't feel hungover. I feel like I could have a normal day. I can eat a normal breakfast. And it's like, and it's sad that I'm like, it took all of that to feel okay here. And it's like, yeah, this is why when I look at someone eating their dinner and I go, how is that person so thin? I do that all the time. Where I go, how is that person so thin? How they're eating like me. We're having the same thing. Right. Yeah, but they're not running around at 2 a.m. looking for chicken chow mein and breakfast sandwich.
Well, I was going to say, like, do you have a show every night? Or, like, is this
most nights
usual?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's earlier, sometimes it's later. And that's the problem for me. It's like the lack of structure is like really hard to deal with.
Is the problem the alcohol that you drink that you're there?
The alcohol gives me permission, which is that's
right.
Someone listening is a psychologist and they're like, ooh, boy, you're fucked up. Like, I'm sure someone listening is like, because I get the alcohol in me and I go, yeah, and this voice enters my head where it's like, it's just chicken chow mein. Get a third bacon, egg, and cheese. You know, like this great philosopher voice enters my head where everything's okay. Like, and I lose all willpower.
But what if, like, I mean, it is late and there was a long time since you ate dinner. Like, it's okay to be like hungry.
You're totally
right. You're working. And
here's the feedback that, like, here's the thing. At that point, I should take out the bar, have another bar, get to breakfast that I really like having.
Yeah.
But that's depressing to me. That actually makes me sad. Like, at night, I don't know what it is. Like, you know, you ever have, like, the last meal of the day and you're like, that's it until tomorrow.
Right.
And you're like, I got to wait 12 hours? Like what?
You know? I get to eat again?
It's just crazy.
I think, though, part of it is, like, because you're saying, like, oh, I can't eat it, I can't eat it, I can't eat it, it makes you, like, just desperate for more.
I know. And it's like, you know, I've been trying to be better to myself in these sober, hungry moments. Like, okay, so I go to the egg that I like to get is at, I love this place. I live near two very upscale coffee places, and one is called The Elk, which I love going to, and that's very the clientele there is very much out east. It's Hamptons-ish.
okay yeah,
very Hamptons clientele. Now there's another place, and I like getting espresso there. I like hanging there because I like looking at the people. And then there's another place called 11th Street Cafe. That I would describe as just as rich, but they vacation in Vermont. They have country homes.
I get it.
You know, it's beach house versus country house. And country house people think the beach house people are obnoxious. And the beach house people think the country house people are obnoxious. And I like going to both places because they're equally delusional people that go. And and the people who work at these establishments are great otherwise, and they deal with this clientele every day, and they would probably agree with me. Now, 11th Street Cafe has a great, they have the number 9. It's an egg white onion turkey scramble. And it
so
comes, it's good, and I've checked it through Alex, and she's like, yep. It comes in a portion. It's portioned out. It comes in a cup. Like, I'm making a little shape right here. It's the structure I need. It's the bar of eggs.
Right.
Because beginning, middle, and end. I put salt, pepper. I take 2 Cholula packets. I spread it on. And there we go. I once had someone message me. They were like, I got the thing you get at 11th Street Cafe. They're like, didn't have a lot of taste to it. I'm like, well, you got to add salt, pepper. And it's like, also, do I have to walk you through this whole fucking thing? Put some Cholula on it. Like, you take care of yourself. So when I go in there, so I have that egg, and every now and again, I ask the people, they have these big fat bagels at 11th Street Cafe. And I stare at them every day, and I get the egg white in the cup, and I go, nope, no toast. Just get the egg white in the cup. It fills you up. You feel good after it.
Right.
Every now and again, I say, Jared, put the egg white turkey onion scramble on a fucking bagel. Do it. Do it now. And I did it yesterday. Yesterday was a day where I did on an everything bagel. And everything bagel brings it all together because it's got the salt, pepper, and all the other good stuff that makes a kind of a bland egg taste great in Definitely. Addition to the salt and pepper and
You don't even
I'm
understand how hungry I am because like I'm salivating.
But listen, you would love this sandwich. And it's like, yes. this sandwich offers everything I want. It's healthy-ish in life. I'm getting the bagel fix. I don't need to get drunk to order to give myself permission yeah. to have a bagel. I'm not having a bagel like egg and cheese on a, you know, bacon, egg and cheese. I'm not getting, you know, when I order bagels, like when I get a bagel order, it ain't one bagel. It is bagels. It's bacon, egg and cheese on an everything bagel. It's lox cream cheese with everything on it on a sesame bagel toasted. And then I'm getting a third one to split if I'm with a person.
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm sorry. I'm letting you know. I'm explaining. But this is the thing. It's like I've lived my life like that so much that I hate yeah. living that way where I'm like, I don't want to do the three bagels where I hate myself and I can't do bagels for another month because now I've like ruined it. Like I like yeah. that I have the everything. And then, you know, but then it starts to lean into like I liked how I felt after having the bagel sandwich
the
yesterday.
And yeah.
The one bagel. And then I'm trying to do more of that with my eating. This is all.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So what does Alex say about like all of this? Like, how does she, because I'm also seeing a dietitian too. Mm-hmm. And I find it like very, very helpful, especially in times when like you're in a kind of a panic. Like, what do I do? What am I going to eat? Like, I'm hungry. Like, bars with you, I'm also learning about like snacks mm-hmm. and like snacks that are actually kind of healthy mm-hmm. versus I always thought all like bag snacks were bad actually. Mm-hmm. And actually there are some that are very, they have fiber, they have protein, they taste good, and it's not whatever. So like I was in the airport and I was like, oh shit, like it's gonna be lunch. And, you know, you're planning your whole day, like I'm gonna be on the plane and they're gonna give me the Biscoff cookies and I'm gonna eat those. But really I need to be prepared. So I went to the store and they had a bunch of the snacks that my dietitian had told me, like, oh, these are actually good for you. So it's been helpful to have like those types of tools. And the bar I really like it's a Kind bar. Like there's a certain kind bar and it tastes sweet because I'm no longer trying to be like this perfect, you know, ooh, I only like egg whites. Like, no, I want fucking chocolate. So what's a snack that has chocolate, you know, that works within the system? Like we have to work within the system and not try to be like different people is also another thing that I have learned. So has Alex, not to put Alex on the spot here, because I, you know, I love her. She's been on the show. Has she helped you, like, especially at night? Okay, that is a real problem. Like you work very, very late. It's okay
here,
to be hungry.
You're right. And here's what I'm hearing from you. And this is why this podcast is important. Happy 300th. And what works for you doesn't work for me. And what works for me doesn't work for you. We're all special snowflakes when it comes to this stuff. So what you just said is like I think what Alex has helped me with is like hearing that and going, okay, what type of eater are you? How can we make this easier on you? This worked for me. Look at, I lost 50 pounds on the, I don't eat, you know, blank diet. You know, it's like, no, this is a lifetime thing. Like it's a lifetime. And some of you that might depress you. To me, that inspires me just knowing that like, this is it. This is the lifetime. And also like I went shopping to Alex, to the point that you brought up, like the airport. Here's what she's helped me. I legitimately need, and I'm a 37-year-old adult, I need someone to tell me this is the meal. I can't have open-ended meals. This is back to the bar. That's the meal. It's over. So when I go to the airport, I'm at the airport all the time. I go to the Delta Sky Club. I said to Alex, I go, what's a breakfast at the Delta Sky Club? I was like, because if I'm there for breakfast, I want to know what am I getting. If I'm there for lunch and I start browsing, it's over. It's over. I've been there for lunch. I've been there for lunch and I have the Atlanta one. There's one in Atlanta that's a huge Delta Sky Club. They have like multiple in Atlanta, but I was in one. I had so many wrappers in front of me. It looked like I was like living in the city dump. Like I had unwrapped so many brownies, cookies, sandwiches. Yeah. I had the soup three times. So that's a weakness of mine. Alex gave me a thing. She goes, they have hard-boiled eggs. She goes, have two hard-boiled eggs and then the white of a third plus a banana. I go, great. I get my savory. I get my sweet. Yeah. I can put some salt, pepper, and then like hot sauce on the egg. I can mix it up. I turn it into I chop it up. I actually make it into like a meal.
With the banana?
Afterwards. That's the dessert.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you're mixing up the hot sauce with banana and the eggs. It's like, what fucking kind of egg salad is that?
No. Yeah, the worst egg salad ever. No. So then I have the banana after, and the banana is like telling my mind, it is over.
Right.
I posted on Instagram stories like about this, and some woman wrote back to me. She's like, and I wrote, thank you, Alex Turoff, for teaching me, you know, the egg and banana, you know, breakfast. Like the breakfast that gets me out of here.
Yeah.
Some woman wrote back to me. She goes, who doesn't know to eat egg that a hard-boiled egg is healthy? And I'm like,
right.
You That's piece of fucking shit. That's not what I'm talking about. You're a piece of shit. That's the thing. I didn't know how many hard-boiled eggs I should have. I would have sat there and had 7,000 hard-boiled eggs and gone, oh, I'm fucking healthy now. You know, like I would have, and it would have been a waste of a healthy moment because I'm not even being healthy. It's these moments that we've convinced ourselves we're healthy and then we're not even actually being healthy that really pissed me off because like, wow, I could have just had the bacon, egg, and cheese and not 17 hard boiled eggs because I couldn't, didn't know when to stop. Now I know when to stop. This was a meal that got me to the next meal. This wasn't the special meal. This wasn't the, you know, this isn't the one I'm going to write home about. This isn't the one I'm going to post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. This is just the one that makes the one that posts on it, that I post on Instagram, a happy moment instead of a moment where I go, it wasn't even special because I've been eating like shit all week. You know, I like special meals.
Right.
So I think knowing what, giving, again, structure for me is important. Someone out there might go, I don't need that. That's okay. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to say that my way is your way.
I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you. I think like having not, it's not, I don't think it's common sense to know like what makes a nutritious meal or like how big it should be or small for your size. I feel like a lot of us have been just told so much information. We're like constantly bombarded on Instagram with like all of this information. Like you have to, with very much extreme information, like you must go vegan, you must go plant-based, you must X, Y, Z, you must never eat carbs. Like, so you really don't know how the fuck to navigate a buffet. Like no idea.
You're totally right. And here's in addition to this, and I don't mean to make this like a plug Alex Turoff thing, but I think this is,
I think it's all dietitians. I agree with you.
It's a plug for people with credentials. Real credentials with real knowledge. You, listener, Jared, and I'm including myself. Jared, I'll speak to myself. Aileen, Jared, we are fucking idiots. We do other things. We are masters of other crafts.
Yep.
This is beyond you. Hire professionals with real credentials, not someone who's like, I took a course for a week and now I tell people to eat plants off the ground.
Yes,
no.
Right.
Real people with real credentials that invested real money into their knowledge of this. And because you know what happens? What you said is so right. When I go out to restaurants, I'll get the healthy entree. But then I'm like, and I'll get these two appetizers to go with it. You know, and I'll convince myself, well, I got the healthy entree plus the two appetizers that I wanted to try. Or I'll get the shishito peppers with the healthy entree. And I'm like, and I've said to Alex, I'm like, I need volume. I need my mouth to keep chewing. And I need you to tell me what to get. Yeah. So I've sent her restaurants. I'm at, sent her the menu. She goes, here are the two items you can get.
Right.
When the minute it went from, I'll just get the healthy things that I've convinced myself are healthy, like at the buffet that you mentioned.
Yeah.
To here are the things that you can have. The world became a little more simple, and I actually enjoyed one of those two things. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I say to her, can I get a salad with this? And she's like, well, what did you eat otherwise today? You know, now it becomes a discussion, a mathematical equation. It's not emotional. And it's like,
right. But it's the difference with like having like a trained professional help you is like it's individualized care and it's based on your preferences. So like if, like I said, like I'm saying I need chocolate in my day. Mm. So how can I fit that in? Because otherwise I'm going to be like binge eating chocolate at night. So if it's like in my day, I can like feel like I've hit that craving and it doesn't become a thing. And so like they equip you with tools or knowledge of how to go about times when there isn't structure. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying with my airport example, like so that you could just make life a little bit less dramatic when it comes to food.
We don't need the Cheesecake Factory menu every time. We don't need that. We don't need a book to choose from. It becomes too emotional. It's too emotional.
You just start
emotional.
To like imagine. You like start to like make this romantic, like romance novel about you and like the big ziti. Like, it just becomes this like, oh, what am I going to look? I used to have this thing when I came back. I don't do this anymore because I've, I guess, got over it. But coming back from, and I don't know what's mean flying, but maybe it was like because, you know, there's no taxes, the calories don't count. But it's duty free, calorie free. But on my way home from the airport, I would make this habit of like ordering something so indulgent on my way home to get there. Also doing the calculations of the seamless. Like, and it has, because it feels like, oh, this is my last day of this vacation almost. Like I extend the vacation.
You're speaking to my soul.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've gotten over that because I've learned that that doesn't need to be the last day I eat that, like penne alla vodka or whatever, like the seven dishes I'm ordering. Because I agree with you. I'm like, okay, well, once I have a few bites of this, like I need a different type of taste in my mouth. I need to also get the meatballs. But okay, maybe the meatballs, maybe they'll be a little too acidic. So I also need another option
of
garlic knots. And so it becomes this like 7-course meal and I'm like fucking sick afterwards.
I need to come home to the Epcot Center of Foods. I need every dish from every world. Yeah.
Anyway, that's our lives. You're still training with Forzag? Forzag. I love Forzag.
Forzag. This is the plugs episode. Well, yeah. The other thing, Forzag fits into that whole thing. At Forzag on Instagram, what he's done for me is again beginning, middle, end structure. His workouts, 45 minutes, no weights, just no weights. You can do it within 5 feet. So it takes out the emotion. Like when I'm in a hotel, what do you do when you're at a hotel gym? You walk around and you look at it and you're like, I don't know what the fuck to do here. Well, I go because
you have to.
If I'm on the road, this is a part of my life.
It's
I
part
have
of
to
your
make,
work.
I need it to be a part of work. Yeah. And I'm like, and these hotel gyms, I used to run for a half hour. And then like, I was like, I'm running for a half hour because I'm guessing that that's good. Like I'm not getting, I don't know. It's not fun. It's unenjoyable. And then Forzag has these on demand 45 minutes, just like the bar. Everything in my life needs to be a protein bar because, because I do the 45 minutes and I'm done. And I have been told by a trained professional with accreditation, with credentials, that you have done a workout that was worth doing today. Yes. And I, you know, sometimes Forzag wouldn't be available. So I would go on YouTube and I would look for these things and I would go on YouTube and look for HIIT workouts, you know, for the high intensity training workouts. And what annoyed me was that I was like, I would start one and get annoyed that their program sucked, you know, like, and then I would get like out of my head and I'll be like, ugh, I don't even want to do this. What was this worth to me? Right. Because I trust Forzag, I'm not just Googling in the wind, you know? Right. And that's been a big part of like helping me, you know, like finishing something that I know was worth it. And I think that's a big millennial thing. Like we don't go to a restaurant just without looking at the menu. Like we Google it first. We don't go out with someone on a date until we've seen a picture of them. We don't do things until we know that those things are going to be worth it to us and our time. So this is where fitness and health come into play, where you go, I mean, you're doing that with the meatballs and the 7-course meal from Epcot when you come back from the thing. You're like, I've done that. I know exactly. Yeah. You're doing the seamless relay race, timing out the thing. And I've done that where I have every meal of every fucking corner of the world. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing that because of this fear that one of them won't satiate me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same fear that comes to doing a workout or getting healthy or it's all fucking tough. And then, you know, and then it's what you said in the beginning is so true. It's a lifetime and it's slow. It's slow. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen yesterday. And, you know, I that's what gets depressing too, because I'll see a picture of me on stage. Like I got these pictures back.
Yeah.
I was in Nyack, New York, and I got video back. One of the first two nights I look okay. The Saturday night show, I'm like, what happened to you, Jared? Like, that's not even who you look like. I can't put up the videos. I'm depressed by them. I can't put up the videos. I look tired. And I, you know, if I'm looking back, like I had to drive back and forth to Nyack and it was like 2 hours each way because of traffic. So I'm like tired from a weekend of doing that. But I'm like, and you know, when I saw those videos, I was like, I need to get like clothes that I know fit me. I can't be guessing anymore. Like I can't. So totally. And I think that's been a big part. I recently went on like I want to be a supermodel. I did like a shopping spree for my birthday. My parents were like, we want to get you a gift.
The worst day of the year.
The worst day of the year. If you're you a podcast listener, you know, February 21st is the worst day of the year. But I went to, my parents were like, we will get you clothes. Like that's, you need clothes. You look disgusting. You're gross. This is how my parents talked to me.
I love it.
I went. So I was, again, professionals, finding professionals. Lisa Gordon is a good family friend of mine, Gordon Stylehouse. She's doing personal shopping. So she gets a commission from the places that we go to, which is great. But I told her, I go, it has to fit. and you tell me if it looks good. I don't want to be responsible for this. Right. Just like the bar, just like the egg, just like the workout. You tell me. I want this out of my head. I want to stop guessing. I want professionals. And Gordon Stylehouse, she's on Instagram too. I mean, this is the plug. This is the pluggiest episode. I'll say this. It was so fair. I've talked about it on this podcast. I have these like PTSD feelings of going shopping with my mom and having, and like her giving me pants and then them not fitting. And she goes, and I go, I just don't like them. And she goes, why? And I'm like, why does it have to be personal with the pants? And like, it was such a, it was such a dream. Cause I said to Lisa, I go, Lisa, just make sure it fits. That's all I ask. And yeah, whatever you say looks good, I'll believe you. I'm in. And you know what? I'm wearing the shirt now.
It looks nice.
This is a shirt. I got a sweatshirt, but it's also a coat. And I'm like, that kind of like cuts me, you know, I'm a wide shoulder, thick dude. So that kind of cuts me down a little bit. It angled me. These are things I never would have thought of. And
it flatters, you know, your frame. You're saying
flatters my figure, so to speak.
Your,
yes.
Your figure. Lisa Gordon, I love it. I agree with you. Who knows? Like, it's so hard to know what looks good on us. Also, because of all of the, like, a lifetime of people telling us, oh, that this type of thing is flattering for this type of body. And you literally don't know what you look like at any point anymore.
I feel delusional. Right. And it's a lifetime of voices live in your head.
Yes,
a lifetime of your voices. Parents, of your aunts, of someone who said, yeah, you're chubby. And you go, what? I thought I was built. You know, like, yeah, you just have that live with you. I had someone say that I have a salami vibe. What the fuck does that mean? It's you know, like, so Gordon, yeah. Gordon Stylehouse _ that's her Instagram. So well, okay, I'm just, so
I love it. I'm really liking your style. I like your shirt. It looks great.
Thank you. Listen. It was a birthday gift.
Are there more black t-shirts? Or are we like graduating?
Well, I want to be in black t-shirts that fit well. Like, I want them, you know, I want them to be stylish. I want it to be, you know, the black t-shirts.
You go into your closet and it's just a row of nice black t-shirts.
Like Superman. Yeah. Like, it's just all by the saddest closet ever.
I love a black t-shirt. It's great.
Me too.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, I'm doing a quick fire listener questions. I'm switching gears.
I'm sorry I didn't shut the fuck up. I got so excited by your 300th episode. This is such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You don't shut the fuck up. Doing my job for me.
This is what I do, yeah.
Okay, all right, quick. My boyfriend snacks a lot at night. How do I not join him while I'm at his place?
I mean, I don't know.
This is where you go, you're asking the wrong person next.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person next. I would say... eat dinner later. I don't know. Story of my life.
Story of your life.
Skip this one.
Not feeling confident after gaining weight during COVID. Is it weird to share this on a date?
I don't think it's weird. I think, you know, they say the average, did you hear that the average weight gain for COVID of millennials was like 25 pounds or something crazy?
No,
like
I didn't hear that. Really?
And for an average to be 25 pounds, that means some people gain 50, some people gain 10.
Right.
You know, like, so let's address that we're all going through this in our own special way. We're all dealing with, you know, time is kind of weird now. Like, it, you know, 2020, March 2020 still feels like it was yesterday, and it also feels like it was 1,000 years ago.
Totally.
Right?
It's almost two years now. It's March.
It's almost 2 years. So, and it's weird that we're like doing our benchmarks based on that 2 years. Like,
yes.
In any other, right? BC, in any other life, we'd go, yeah, that was 2 years ago. Of course, I've put on a couple weight, you know, a couple pounds. But because of this COVID track that kind of goes alongside it, we don't really give ourselves enough, quote unquote, grace. But I would say to this person, I think that if you're having a conversation where you're like, I don't know, just like I put on some pounds during COVID, like if it comes up naturally, I think that's a connective thing more than it is a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a way to connect, right. You have to find an opening though, I feel like. You can't just blurt out, hey, I'm not feeling great about my body.
Yeah. If it comes up naturally, that means you're on a good date, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a great point. How do I handle dietary restrictions on a date? I get so embarrassed while ordering, but I can't help it because I'm celiac and need to be careful. It's not so bad.
I think it's okay. Yeah, whatever. Hey, I'm celiac. And I think, like, I'm sure, I don't know, but I can empathize that if you say you have celiac, you're wondering what the thoughts are going through their brain. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, do they think I shit my pants, or is it farts all day? I don't know.
As a girl, I would be like, I wonder if this guy thinks like, oh, I'm just another girl who's a picky eater and just asking for gluten-free things, but really I have a disease. And now, is it too early to say I have celiac? Like, is now I'm high maintenance? Like, there's a lot of things like that, I would assume.
I've never been turned off by a good date by someone's eating preferences. Like, if we connected, you know, sometimes you connect over food and sometimes you connect over other things. I think it's like, listen, I wouldn't want to be on a date where I'm eating food I don't want to eat.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? So I would say to the person, listen, I'm celiac. And to me, you get to judge them. Like, let's reverse this for a second. Hey, I have celiac. How do they react to that? Do they ask questions? Are they interested? Do they want to know more? Do they not? Well, maybe this person's a piece of shit and you stop going out with them. Maybe you're not attracted to how they responded to it. Let's change the perspective.
That's a great feedback. And maybe that's something also, if you're not getting dinner on the first date, maybe it's something you can mention on a first date so that the second date, if you are going to dinner, it's something that he would put in, or he, she would put into consideration.
Totally. And I think the big thing with any issue is awareness that it's your issue and not everybody's issue. I think that's like a thing, like, the only time I get annoyed with someone's issues, like you know, stomach, whatever, is when they're like complaining about it. And because men are fixers, so if someone's like, "My stomach hurts," I'm like, "You want some water?" Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, so, Tums, I don't know what I can do for this. Like, should we go home? Should I take you home? You know, but I know that's not a very empathetic way to respond to someone, but that's kind of where a lot of men go, where they go, well, what can I do? And if you're looking for compassion and commiseration, there might be a better way to say that, where it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what the better way is, but I just know that there's so many instances where someone's like, my head hurts. And I'm like, okay. You know,
cool. Here's a nice pack.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Okay, last question. I've been seeing a lot of guys talking about eating habits and issues early on in dating. She's saying that the guys are doing that. How do I respond?
I guess it would be what the eating... Again, this is kind of like the other side of the equation with the, you know... To me, if it comes up naturally, you're connecting. Like they feel they're being vulnerable with you.
Yeah.
If it comes up out of nowhere, then maybe they're not ready to date and you're not ready to date them.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Do you watch Summer House?
No.
Well, there's one guy, he's a new guy, and he's like very obsessed with getting all his protein in, and he's constantly talking about like making pounds of ground turkey, and a lot of the girls are like, I don't really know if I'm into that, but so I feel like this is the kind of thing that maybe she's talking about.
Well, I guess it's one of two things. Like, if I was on a date, I wouldn't be talking about gotta get my protein in. Like I, but if that's right. what you're dealing with, like, then that person is like, I guess maybe trying to like show off. Yeah, not for you.
Or
like,
not for
anyone who's talking about how many proteins they're having on a date. Like we've gone in the wrong direction here.
Yeah. All right, guys, now we're going to set the mood for the week. And I just want to remind you that we asked you guys to submit some moods, but I just want to remind you this is like intention setting. So I'm going to set the mood for this week, and hopefully this will inspire you to come up with some really good ones for weeks to come. And again, you can send them to dst@betches.com. You can put a subject as moods, or you can DM them to us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Okay, so the intention that I'm setting, the mood for the week, is going back to what we were talking about earlier up in the episode, and it's to cut out all the noise from all of the things that you think that you should be doing, all the things that Instagram is telling you to do, more plants, more fat, less fat, more plant-based fat, whatever. Think about what is a non-negotiable for you. So it's like really thinking about that individualized care, thinking about what makes you happy when it comes to food. Like if you were going to see a dietitian, you don't have to be, but if you were going, what would you say is a non-negotiable? So for me, what I said, I'll give you an example, is I absolutely need to have dessert in my life. Like I'm not going to ever feel bad for quote unquote dessert. I don't care. It's just I have to have a delicious sweet snack after dinner. And I don't want to feel bad about it. I don't want to feel guilty about it. I want to enjoy it. And I want to live life this way. So that's my non-negotiable. When I discovered that kind of thing, for me, it was like kind of eye-opening, because like I can still live life and I can still A, lose weight or not lose weight or just be me and still love dessert. So I know that sounds crazy, because I feel like everything we hear is like, oh no, you must stop eating at 7 o'clock and you must start eating at whatever and you want to cut out all sugar. But that's not for me. So again, think about that, and then you can submit it to us, because I'd love to share what are your non-negotiables on DST Instagram. And that is the mood I'm setting for this week. Come submit yours. I'm going to shout out whoever submits theirs on this podcast. I'll say you by your name or your Insta handle, whatever the fuck you want. But that is the mood. I'm excited to hear your non-negotiables, because it is a very fun exercise in understanding yourself. And so that is it for today's episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I fucking love Jared. I'm so happy he came. No. And that is it for today's episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I will be back this Thursday with Jared answering your Dear DST questions. So again, send them dst@betches.com. We will answer them. You can go follow Jared at Jared Freed. You can follow his entire wellness squad at all of the accounts that he shared, and follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you love the show, please, please send us a review. And by send, I mean go write one in Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to go check out all of our amazing DST merch. Subscribe to DST Back for Seconds. Sammy and I have amazing conversations planned. And if you don't care about those conversations, you get ad-free listening, which is awesome. And follow me at Aileen. And go buy tickets to Jared's shows. And everyone go follow Jared at Jared Freed. I before E or E after I?
You just confused me on my own name. F-R-E-I-D. But listen, follow. But make sure people subscribe to this podcast. This is a great show.
Thank
I love
you
coming
so
on
much.
Here. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for
Thank
having
you.
Me.
Thanks for coming on your show.
Coming on my All show, right. yeah.
We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com.
Betches.